Talked about building habits here in training camp that could sustain you through adversity and when things go sideways. Can you give us an example of what are the habits you are trying to build and have been building here?
Yeah, like we talked about, I think, a couple of days ago, just in all four phases of the game. So whether it is our offensive transition or organizing our offense, how we want to move, how which positions to fill, because it's like when we talk about habits, we want to take as little bandwidth as possible with the mind, so it can be used on decision making and playing instead of searching for where do I need to be, for example, on the court, or habits that have to do with our pick and roll defense or our transition defense. How do we want so that everybody's on the same page and everybody knows what their job is?
When it comes to getting to the decision of figuring out a starting five, what are the key things that you're looking for, that you're trying to assess and determine who are those players going to be?
Well, just that having lineups that make sense. So it's like starters are one thing, but really it's more about the whole 48 minutes, that we have a flow of lineups that can sustain our intensity and our execution. And like, I think yesterday was the question that we have the right balance of, let's say, on ball creation and then length on defense, rebounding, these different components. That's, I would say, that's more important to me than who are specifically the starters.
We've talked a lot about offensive strategy, but defensively, I think in Europe especially, tagging up was something that you guys did a lot. What makes that effective, and is that something that you would consider going to this year as a strategy?
Yeah, I mean, we tagged up. We were one of the rare teams, I think, in Europe who were consistently top three in offensive rebounding and defensive transition. So I think the misconception about the tagging up conceptually is that it's an offensive rebounding system, but it's a defensive transition system, and the rebounds are a byproduct of that. And we saw that also last year when we had pretty good success on the offensive. And it's a very intense way to do it. It's a very collective way to do it, and it's very hard to do it. So, but we were able to do it in Europe for several years.
Does that fit with having a player like Zach Edey? I'm sure there might be certain nuances to that, you know, when you have somebody that can rebound offensively the way he does.
Yeah, I mean, you can nuance the things that are like, it's just a name for a concept. And last year we saw, I think, plus 10%-ish offensive rebounding with Zach on the floor, you know, while doing pretty much the same thing. So it's actually those great individual rebounders seem to supercharge that system, and they benefit from the system just as much as the system benefits from them.
So you did do that a lot last year?
Yeah.
What was the big difference between day one and last day of camp?
We did a more volume overall in the whole practice. So in the first day, you're introducing a lot. So we have certain metrics, and the volume and the intensity doesn't rise up so high because the players are still kind of in search mode. They're having to think a lot. On the third day, things are already, you know, becoming more and more habitual. That means the intensity goes up, but we also wanted intentionally to push it to the limit a little bit today with longer periods of playing, trying to sustain those habits also, not just express them in, like, let's say, three possessions in a row, but to do 5 to 10 possessions and really push the limit. So that would be the biggest structural difference.
Coach, if you sort of summarize what you hope to accomplish coming in here and after 3 days, what do you figure are the biggest things that you've accomplished in camp so far?
The most important thing always is to establish a strong identity. And that means those, like, we were coming in, we wanted to be a team that really plays with pace. We were able to do this. Wanted to be a team that puts the team first and has very high level of organization on the court. We were able to do this, you know, in the practices. And then a team that is, you know, outworking the opponents. And all three of those things we worked throughout the camp. And I would say it was extremely impressive how for 3 days in a row, guys went through a live practice, and the best practice was today. And there was a dip in the performance at one point in the practice, and both coaches and players got together, and we challenged each other to push through, and it picked up again, and that was the best thing to happen all camp.
What are your thoughts on the proposed NBA Europe League that Adam Silver seems to be pushing for in a couple of years?
I don't know anything about the structure, so I can't really get into the specifics. I know, having been in that, it's somewhat of a, you know, maze to navigate all the different leagues in Europe, and now there's a talk of a lot of different leagues. So part of me is very excited, and part of me is thinking about the overall European, you know, basketball ecosystem, that it's already kind of difficult to know all those leagues. So,
okay. How do you approach coaching a player like Cedric Cowell from the standpoint of him being a rookie, didn't play much over the last year? Like, is it a heavy diet, or you kind of, you know, slowly bringing him along, whatever gets me? Like, how is that approach, you know, with a player like that?
I don't really see it as any different than with any other player. You try to find the right balance of giving them, you know, pertinent information, what they need to know in order to compete better. And with him, it's more about he obviously hasn't played in, you know, live games in a long time. So us trying to figure out what his professional role is. And that was one of the things that intrigued us about Cedric, is that he has several different pathways. You know, he could end up being a great 3-and-D player. He could end up being a on-ball wing. He could end up being a great protection defender, a secondary rim protector, or a nail defender. So he has a lot of those different pathways available, and just the way he approaches every day, there's like visible development with him every day, and you kind of expect it from, with his background having been injured, that he's gonna, you know, improve and improve. But he was very impressive here during the camp, and seems to do better and better every day, and that's a testament to just who he is as a person and how he works every day.
Okay.